This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, October 14th. Well, I sure didn't see yesterday coming. I thought we had put in a low with an outside day higher. The market's able to hold off the pressure from corn and soybeans on the crop report, and we would be working our way higher, but that was certainly not the case. With yesterday seeing sharply lower prices and taking out Tuesday's lows, the market's definitely not ready to resume any sort of upward momentum. Spring wheat is kind of the outlier there. They were under some pressure early, but they managed to close pretty close to unchanged, down just a few, and, you know, fending off the pressure coming from the rest of the grain space. About the only negative news we could find was the Egyptian cancellation from the previous day, as they were saying that prices were just too high. Offers coming out of the Black Sea primarily were actually even higher yet than their purchase last week. So they are balking at these higher prices. But that doesn't mean prices are ultimately going to go lower. Obviously, we're in an uptrend for a reason. But there was a widespread hedge fund liquidation, it appeared. It appeared the initial push to the downside blew out a bunch of stops, and that likely triggered yet more selling. And especially as we took out Tuesday's low, likely you saw another round of sell stops hit. So it was a rough day pretty much across the grain complex. In fact, we saw continued selling from the bearish crop report on Tuesday in corn and soybeans. Soybeans are very, very oversold. They tried to bounce a little bit yesterday on the close. We weren't that far off of unchanged. Probably going to see a correction here in beans, but given the numbers that USDA gave us, it looks like soybeans have pretty much eliminated the bull market outlook for them, at least in the short term. And with the Brazilian crop coming on here, it'll be a couple months, but it looks like they're getting off to a pretty decent start for their soybean crop. In corn, we don't have the same kind of weakness that we saw initially in soybeans. Corn managed to hold itself together better. We're now fairly close to testing those September lows. I would imagine that we'll go ahead and do that. We might even try to jab them out, but fairly quickly you're going to be past the 50% mark nationwide for corn harvest, and I think that that's going to start removing some of that harvest pressure. We are going to see a great deal of rain come across the Midwest, and that will slow down some harvesting. But beyond the rain, for the next 2 weeks, NOAA is calling for above normal temperature and pretty much zero precip. So it won't take too long to get back in the field, and then I think we're going to hit it full steam again. A couple other things in the wheat space. Iran that is talking about their import needs being much higher than what USDA was projecting. Iran is talking about 8 million tons imports, whereas USDA only had them at 4.5 million tons. That's a big difference, and this is something that's been kind of talked about a little bit in the past, but not so much, especially by the USDA, obviously. But it appears that, you know, even despite the pressure in the wheat market, the world demand is very, very strong. It doesn't look like major importers have really extended their coverage, which is typical in a bull market. You're not going to keep, you know, forward contracting way deferred if those prices keep rising until you panic and actually believe that the supplies are not there. You're always going to be hoping you'll get that correction. And I presume that that's what Egypt is looking at as well. They got a correction, so we'll see if they come back into the market. Russia reporting that their all grain harvest at this point is at 112 million tons. They're pretty close to being wrapped up. Last year, they were at 128 million tons. That's a drop of 16 million. Not a big surprise. We've been talking about this for quite a bit. And it's one of the reasons why the wheat market has really shifted into a stronger bull market. It was in a bull market following the drought from the U.S. Northern Plains and Canadian prairies. But then Russia started harvesting, and their yields and production were far less than what the trade expected. So major growing regions for wheat coming in with significant shortfalls in production just underscore the potential upside to the market. And again, yes, we got a pretty healthy correction yesterday, and I sure did not see that coming. But it doesn't change my outlook for the longer-term bull market of this entire wheat space. We're trying to buy some winter wheat acres. I think we're running out of time to do that. But depending on what we get, it's still, I think, a long way off before you can put the bull market to rest. I think it's at least springtime when we battle it out for acres, when we see what we get, when we get a good look at what the winter wheat crop looks like here in the United States. All of that typically happens in early May when you tend to get your climax. And I think that's the ultimate target window for a high. And that presumes relatively decent weather for the rest of the growing season in the southern and northern plains. If that doesn't happen, something goes on in the Midwest, obviously that changes the price structure. But for now, just because of the tight supplies, not only here in the U.S., but worldwide of wheat, and huge demand and increasing demand for wheat, I still look for the market to work its way higher. It looks like our early October seasonal high came in much sooner than I expected as well, which would have been on the 1st of October. We'll get the harvest of Argentina and Australia behind us, and then their wheat will hit the pipeline. We'll find out what Brazil wants to do with Argentine wheat. A lot of dynamics going on in the wheat space, but world supplies are tight, especially quality supplies. And I think that you probably get some sideways action, maybe just stall out here through the Southern Hemisphere harvest. But ultimately, I think we still work our way higher into the winter and especially into the spring. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.